Welcome to A Better Way with Real Estate, a podcast series hosted by real estate investor Brian O'Neill. During each episode, we'll give practical advice for individuals and families navigating the many hurdles in the home buying and selling process. There is a better way with real estate that supports the goals and needs of your family, and we're here to help. Listen along as we help families like yours, one home at a time. Hey, everyone, and welcome to another edition of A Better Way with Real Estate. I'm your host, Brian O'Neill, and we're doing another solo cast today. I'm really enjoying these solo casts, and thanks, everyone, for listening. We're continuing with the What If I'm Stuck and Can't Sell My House? We talked already in previous solo casts about some of the alternatives, some of the options that you have available to you. One being, the first one was a lease purchase, and then we talked about owner financing. And today we're going to talk about probably the most complicated alternative that we talk about with sellers, and that's subject to. And I'll get to what that means in a little bit here. I just wanted to share with everyone that this is probably the one that really can help a lot of different situations when you are stuck, because it's certainly one that is for those who might really be in a really, really tough situation. So, you know, think of, if you can think of worse than stuck, it's almost like, hey, look, I got nowhere to go. And this is something that, you know, doing a subject to situation or a term structure on subject to is something that, you know, is a viable option here. So again, using the example that I have in the previous two solo casts, when I'm talking to my son, I'm talking to Will, he's 10 years old. And okay, Will, the conventional sale doesn't always work for everyone. You know, not everyone sells their house with a realtor on the conventional market. It doesn't always work out as you plan. It's an unfortunate thing. Sometimes there's no rhyme or reason. It's just the way it is. Not every house sells. That's why we have expired listings that, you know, take 6 months or a year or longer. They're on the market and then they just don't sell. There's a lot of reasons behind that, but we don't need to go into all those in this solo cast, but the house doesn't sell. When we're talking about subject to, we're talking about some really, really tough and specific situations. So I say to Will, and I say, look, sometimes a seller is in a position where they need to sell their house or they want to sell their house, but they feel like they can't. They're really, really stuck because the house is worth what they owe, or sometimes it might be worth less than what they owe. And when I say owe, I mean they owe the bank. Or maybe it's worth a little bit more than they owe. And then after they have to pay all of the associated fees and costs with selling your house, which are very high or can be very high, you're left with nothing, or you have to actually write a check, give people money to get your house sold. Now, I know my son, and I know he would say, that's crazy, Dad. And I agree with you. I agree with you, Will. It is crazy. It's crazy to have to pay somebody to sell your house, to get rid of your home. And that's a tough pill to swallow. It's something that I wouldn't want to do. And I'd really have to be in a super desperate situation to do something like that. And I'm telling you that I talk to people like that more often than not, folks who can't sell their property or won't. They won't sell it because they know they have to write a check. So they have to put off future plans like moving. Maybe they want to move to another state, move closer to family. I mean, there's so many different scenarios we could discuss, but they just can't do it because they're super stuck. They're not stuck. They're like super stuck. So Will, Dad comes in and says to that family or that individual or whoever the seller is, whatever the situation is, and says, look, I have a solution for your problem. You can sell your house. You can move on. You can go be closer to your family. You can relocate for that job. You do not have to put off your plans. And what we do is we buy the house for exactly what they owe. And they don't have to come up with any money to leave. And they can move on. And they're happy. And it's a situation that they didn't think was possible, and one that the sellers are typically super grateful for. Not that the other sellers we work with are not grateful or happy. They definitely are. But in this situation where you're feeling like, man, I just have no other alternative here. I just have to either stay in my house, or maybe you get to the point where you're just giving up. And you're looking at a foreclosure or short sale situation, and your credit's wrecked. And you know, those, when I hear those types of stories, or I hear people talk about that, it upsets me, because you don't have to do that. And this is why this particular solo cast is going to be hit home a little bit more. I mean, I haven't been in this situation, fortunately. I was close to it back in 2015, where I only walked away with $4,000 when I thought I was going to get $36,000. But if we didn't sell the house, we would have easily maybe been in a situation where we were writing a check or literally getting nothing to sell our house after we had put, you know, a lot of money into the place over the years. And I just want everyone to hear loud and clear, all the listeners out there, that if you are in this situation where you are not selling because you're in this predicament, or you're facing this predicament, this is something that you can look at as an alternative and a strategy to get you to your next stage in life, which is what we're always talking about here. You know, you need to move on. You need to move to the next place in your life, the next stage in your life. So let's dive in a little bit deeper with subject two and exactly what that means and everything that's involved around it, because not only is it's the most complicated strategy for sure. So we call it subject to your existing loan. We buy your house subject to your existing loan. And what does that look like in a real world example? Well, let's say your house is worth $200,000 and you owe the bank $200,000. So if you sold the house and took $200,000, I mean, we can do the math. You pay your agent 5 or 6%. You're going to pay your closing costs. I mean, you're coming out of pocket big time, tens of thousands of dollars to move this house. And most people would not do that. They'd stay in the house. They would rent it. That's an option. They'd try to rent the house. Then you become what's called an accidental landlord. And most people don't want to do that. They don't want to be in the landlord business. So a lot of people are in the landlord business because of that specific situation. Couldn't sell their house. I'm just going to rent it, let the loan get paid down, and then I'll sell it. Well, what happens if the market turns on you? What happens if the renter wrecks your house? I mean, it's just, there's so many things that could go wrong there. So we can come in and buy it for exactly what you owe, $200,000, and pay your closing costs so that you, the seller, don't have to write a check at the closing table. You don't have to pay someone to get your house sold. And then what happens is the loan would stay in place. So you have a loan, it stays there in place, and it gets paid every month. So we do a regular closing subject to your existing loan. Let me just point out, this is completely legal. This happens all the time. So anyone who's saying you can't do that, that's not legal, the banks don't allow it, I can tell you it happens all the time. And it's something that is completely doable, and it's a great alternative to the other alternatives that I had mentioned, which is either staying in your house, short sale, foreclosure, wrecking your credit. We're taking the risk of renting your house and having someone destroy it and having to be a landlord. So now you have your mortgage covered. You can move on. You have not written a check. You know, you're likely just going to have moving costs, you know, to move to the next place, which you would have anyways if you sold your house. You just wouldn't necessarily have equity to pay for it. So that's an extreme situation where we really can solve that problem. And I've had experience with some sellers that have been in that situation where maybe they might have had, you know, a few thousand dollars coming to them if they got the price they were listing it for. And we've actually structured some scenarios where, you know, we helped a young couple. Again, I'm never going to mention names on here, where they wanted to relocate out of state. And the position was tight. They hadn't lived in the house that long, so the equity wasn't really built up, and they couldn't sell it on the MLS. And again, after closing costs and realtor fees, they were looking at not much. So we structured something similar to what we're describing here, where we're going to pay the closing costs, and actually gave them a little bit of equity. Like, they got some cash out of it, so it was really a win-win situation. And then we were able to turn around and sell that house to a very deserving buyer. You know, I like to tell these stories because these types of situations where we're able to help a family, a seller, move on, relocate to another state. They've since bought another house, by the way. They bought another house with this other loan in place that we're paying every single month. So one of the questions you might have, well, how am I going to get another loan? Well, we're covering your loan, and most banks, most mortgage brokers, and if they don't, you need to look for another one, will count 75 up to 100% of the payment that we're paying to your bank every month in your favor, not against you. So in your favor. So it wouldn't be a negative thing on your debt to income ratio. We can talk about that further. And I'm happy to speak. So don't think that you can't get another loan, because I've had several sellers get other loans. And we were able to turn around. So back to the buyer, we were able to help a buyer who had been renting for years, had two small children, wanted to move out of the city. Wanted to provide a better life for his family. Had some struggles when he was younger, and some credit issues. And, you know, we worked out a plan to get him there, and we were able to get him into this house. And that doesn't happen if we don't meet up with the seller and structure something that, again, they were more than happy to do. And again, felt good about the opportunity that they knew that they were going to be able to help somebody else too. And again, I talk about these stories all the time because, you know, these are the types of great people that I work with. You know, sure, they got what they wanted out of it, but the motivation was also there, knowing that, hey, this is really cool. This is really cool, Brian, that you can provide an opportunity for someone else that just didn't have one, didn't have anywhere else to go. So, you know, not only are they, the seller, becoming unstuck, if you will, so is the buyer. And that's simply because the seller had the, and I can tell you, this seller, great seller, didn't know what I was talking about. When I started talking about lease purchase subject to, he didn't know. And he was fine with it. He said, yeah, let's talk about it. You know, I went to their house, we talked about it, we educated them, and we went through the whole thing. They asked a bunch of questions, and, you know, they were good with the process. They believed in it, and it worked out. It worked out wonderfully. And these are the types of people that I get the opportunity to work with. And it's just great. I mean, it just really keeps me going every single day. And, you know, sorry for rambling here. I want to get back to subject two, but I'm just passionate about these stories. So going back to how this structure can be a great alternative for you, if you're feeling that way, I want to still always talk about the, what you need to be aware of, advantages and disadvantages. So the advantages, obviously, you get closure on your property. Okay. So you get, and you get it without having to come out of pocket. So if it's done the right way, you're getting your house purchased for what you owe. You're getting your closing costs paid. So, you know, you're likely to have to pay for your attorney. But, you know, it's minimal out of pocket. You can move on. And then you're getting your loan paid every single month. So your credit gets stayed. Your credit is maintained versus, you know, short sale or foreclosure, where your credit is going to get destroyed, you know, and that's never a good situation. So we're helping you with your credit piece. The other thing that we always talk about, again, is the emotional piece. I mean, you can just, this family got to move on mentally. They wanted to go somewhere else. They were done living here. They wanted to go. They got to go. I think that that was bigger than the money. I really do. And I think if we had them on the show, they would probably say that. Okay. So disadvantages here, or some of the risks. I don't want to say disadvantage, but what are some of the things you need to be concerned of if you're going to do something on subject two? You are giving up ownership of your house, or the deed is transferring. So you want to make sure that you're working with someone reputable. That's going to, you know, because if they default, the loan is still in your name. So if they stop paying your mortgage, your credit is going to be damaged anyways. So you have to be super careful there and super selective, and make sure that you're working with the right people. There's some protections for you as the seller that we can, you know, that you should put in place so that you don't have to get into that situation if the mortgage was not paid. You know, we can look at writing you actually a mortgage back so that you would have the ability to foreclose if for some reason the payments stopped. So be aware of that. You have to find out, you know, ask those questions. If I do this, like, what is the risk for me? What are my protections? How am I protected? When you give up the deed to your house and transfer title, the ownership, you have to be aware of what the risk is to you. And that's something we can help you navigate through. It's because it is super important. That's really it. I mean, the way that I see it is just the ownership piece and the fact that if your loan isn't paid, okay, everything else is going to check all the boxes for you as a seller. If you're feeling stuck, you know, you get to sell your house. I mean, in some cases you might have a little bit of equity too. I mean, we've certainly paid that. We can either pay it in installments or on, you know, at a later time, but you can, if you're trying to protect, in this case, it was a few thousand dollars. You know, if you're trying to protect some money, this is a way to do it versus, again, getting nothing or writing a check. I would encourage everyone, and I know I've said this in other solo casts, is we have, you know, take a little bit of a deeper dive into this, is we have an ebook. It'll be in the show notes. There's a link in the show notes. You go to our website. It's bkwpropertysolutions.com/ebook. You can download it, the 6 strategies to sell your home in any market. And one of them is subject two. We also have owner financing in there, lease purchase, selling with a realtor. Because I'm not lost in the fact that most people are going to sell with a realtor. I mean, that's just the way it is. So if you're going to do that, you need to be aware of everything. You need to be aware of all the costs involved, of how to go about that. For sale by owner and then rental. We talk about rental as too. If you're going to rent, because that's the reality. A lot of people do rent their houses, you know, if they can't sell. Or they'll just say, well, the market, you know, the pricing isn't great right now. I'm going to rent for a year or two, and then see what happens. If you ever say that to yourself as a seller, I would encourage you 100% to look at one of the alternatives that we've discussed in this series. You know, what if I'm stuck and can't sell my house? I would look at a lease purchase. I would look at owner financing. I would look at subject two, because here's the situation. If you're going to rent your house, you're going to have to go back and sell it again. So if you're going to rent, why would you not lock that up right now? Okay. Whereas you go ahead and you say, okay, I was hoping to get X amount of dollars. I was hoping to get $50,000 out of my house, but I'm just going to rent it. And then hopefully in 2 years, I'll get 50 grand. Well, I would say to you, look at our lease purchase solo cast, if you still have a mortgage, and say, let's lock that in right now. We'll have our mortgage covered for 2 years. Oh, and by the way, all maintenance and repairs and taxes and insurance is covered too. And then at the end of, you know, it may not be 2 years, it might be a little bit longer, we'll get the 50,000 and our loan gets paid off. Oh, and we don't have to pay any we might not have to pay any closing costs. And excuse me, we might not have to pay any realtor fees, some closing costs, but not realtor fees. That's the big thing. So look at those other solo casts and then look at the seller series that we have on YouTube, where we talk about all these different strategies at length and in video format that might be better for you than reading the book. And then as always, if you have any specific questions, you can email me. I'll talk about them on the show. It'll be anonymous, of course, but we can certainly help you navigate through, because I mean, I'm covering this stuff at a very, very high level, but there might be some additional deeper dive questions on how to do this if you're going to do a subject to situation. So I hope this is helpful. Again, our goal here is to always educate and give you all of the alternatives available to you, because there isn't just one or two, there's several. And we just want you to be aware of everything. I want you to be aware of everything. It's my personal mission, because I did not have that available to me when I sold any of my homes. I mean, none of them. So thanks as always for listening, and make it a great day. We'll see you on the next episode. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of A Better Way with Real Estate Podcast. We would greatly appreciate if you left us a rating and review so we can continue to help you and others navigate the many hurdles of the home buying and selling process. Visit bkwpropertysolutions.com to learn more. And remember, there is a better way with real estate.